Welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast, a series of healthy conversations with inspiring hustlers. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. In today's healthy conversation, I'm beaming with excitement to once again be joined by the wonderful Leah Itsenis. A self-taught creative cook, Leah inspires healthy cooking in homes across the world through her balanced and realistic approach to eating. She reminds us that choosing to eat well doesn't have to come with compromises, and it definitely doesn't have to be boring. On an almighty mission to give her community more, Leah and her team have recently launched Bare Lean, a tailored program that gives women the tools, recipes, and know-how to get real results while still enjoying all of their favorite foods. Refreshing and vibrant, Leah's passion for empowering women to be the best possible version of themselves shines so bright through our whole chat, sharing business advice, healthy tips, and talking to me about how she became comfortable with leaning into fear. This conversation has it all. Here's Leah. This episode of The Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by Pure Harvest new range of delicious nut milks. Available in three dairy-free flavors, Nut Bliss, Lush Almond, and Creamy Cashew, you'll never have to worry about having ordinary milk again. Pure Harvest new range of no ordinary milks are available at leading independent supermarkets and health food stores Australia-wide. Hello, Leah, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back, and I'm sorry it's been so long. I'm super busy, but...
I'm so excited to have you back. It has been a long time. I reckon it's nearly 2 years since we had our last recording.
Oh, God. That's way too long.
Can you believe that? But... as we know, you have been so, so busy in that time. You've created some serious magic. But how are you going at the moment?
Great. We're super under the pump, but we are loving it. And I prefer to be busy. So I'm absolutely loving how crazy and hectic everything is at the moment. We're coming out with our new guide, which is insane. I didn't think that was ever going to actually happen because it's been in the works for so long. But yeah, it's been really good. I think this year doesn't really count in as a whole, but it's been a really good and challenging year, which is, it's been awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for so many people, but to see you have so much success as part of it is incredible to see. I'm so, so happy. I guess given the crazy times we're finding ourselves in, how have you prioritized your self-care lately?
Oh, do you know what? I've been so concentrated and busy at work that I have come home and be like, I either need to have a bath or I need to go for a walk and just put a podcast in or put, a meditation in and do something like that, because it takes a toll if you don't stop and break every now and again. So I've either been doing that at nighttime. Baths are my favorite. I have one every day.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm getting up earlier in the morning and actually walking or exercising so that I can actually just start my day with some good positive energy rather than, waking up tired and sluggish. So that's really made a huge difference for mental health for sure.
Walking is so powerful, isn't it? I think for our mental well-being and just to really clear that scattered mind that can sometimes happen in the morning when you first wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. And just some fresh air on your face. I think that is so underrated. You just go out and even if it's cold, you're still woken up rather than being dragged out of bed, get changed, go straight to work and just be ugh. Yeah. You're kind of up, you're awake, you're fresh and you feel good.
So
it's
true.
Definitely underrated.
Feel so much more revitalized starting the day.
Definitely.
We all know that 2020 has been quite a wild ride so far. A lot of uncertainty and anxiety comes with that uncertainty as well. How have you personally prioritized your health this year?
I've just done my best to with what we've got. We can't control a lot of things. So I've just done my best to control what I can. So my food and my nutrition and my exercise is two things that I know that I've got control of and I can at least do a home workout if we're in lockdown, or I can make some of my own meals and prep my freezer and all that kind of stuff. Just doing things that I can control rather than focusing on what I can't, because obviously that can turn into a negative spiral. So I've really been focusing on getting good food into me, feeling good, and just working my body just in a different way, from home or however, just doing what I can control.
Yeah. So talking about good food and working out, can you give us a little sneak peek into your new program?
Yes, of course. I'm obsessed with it. I've actually been sitting on it for like, I think we started it in like June or July last year. So it's, for me, it's like, it's old news. But for everyone else, no one knows about it because I kept it a secret for so long. But so it's called Bear Lean. So it's a, like an, sort of like an upgrade version of the Bear that we have now. So it is a tailored program that will help facilitate healthy weight loss and healthy pursuit of goals. Super excited about it. It is absolutely outrageous. Like we've worked so hard on it, and you can definitely see like all the portions are tailored to you. There's new workouts, there's an interactive portal. It's not really a sneak peek, that's kind of like a whole thing, but I guess.
No, I love it.
Yeah, it's just so much. And I just want to be able to help people reach their goals in like a healthy way, but also in a real exciting and empowering and motivating way as well. So I think that and how we've created it is so good, because people aren't going to have to stress about calories or what they can eat, what they can't eat, how they're supposed to work out. It's just like, here's a guy that is just going to help you pursue those goals, reach them, smash them, create new ones. So I'm so excited about it, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, you should be so proud. And I love the point of difference of it being tailored. I think that is incredible. And it's definitely, you know, something that's not really available on the market. And we're all finding that the at-home approach now is what we need. Like if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that we need to be able to do most things from the comfort of our home. So I think having that tailored approach is incredible and definitely so much more empowering to be on that health journey.
Exactly. And I think that it's good that you can choose your own goals and you don't necessarily need to follow someone else's program. It's actually for you and what you should be eating and what like your portions to suit you. Because I guess there's a lot of programs and like our current Bear is just like a very general healthy eating lifestyle plan. And a lot of people are like, well, I feel like I want to lose a little bit of weight. How can I do that? And I'm like, oh, well, you just need to portion size. And then like portion size to what? And I hate being vague. I want to help as much as I possibly can. So that's why I was like, we have to help these women who just want to seek healthy change. And I was like, I don't want to tell them they can't, because I was in the same position and I just didn't know where to start, what to do, what to eat. So that's basically how it all started.
Yeah, definitely. So if anyone does want to know that background of you, we did do a recording, as I said, about 2 years ago, but we definitely chatted about, I guess, your previous journey before launching your own business and getting really into your food. What inspired Bear for you in the first place?
Bear was basically all about, like I said, balanced and realistic eating. So that's what it's like the name of it is for. Everything inspired it coming from either my personal training days where I would sit with my clients and, you know, discuss their health goals and all that kind of stuff. And you just hear all the stuff come through of like, oh, you know, I'm not allowed to eat carbs after 4 or like sugar or whatever it is. And I just didn't want, I would look at these girls and just want to hug them and be like, no, you can do it. You just need to portion. And it's about your activity and all that kind of stuff. So my Bear whole journey and the way I came up with it is I just wanted to teach women how to eat healthy and how not to stress. And then it kind of just grew from there, because more, you know, as we grew as a company and as we grew as a community, all the feedback from the community, like, oh, you know, I'd love to use Bear for this, or I'd love to use Bear for this. And weight loss was a huge one. And I just wanted to be able to facilitate it in the way that we want to facilitate it, as in, you know, balanced and realistic. So I guess it's been a huge, I don't know, upward mountain. I don't know how to even explain that. It's been a building block, I guess.
Definitely. And so you share your recipes all the time. You're always online with beautiful new videos and really delicious, nourishing new meals. Where does your inspiration for all the cooking come from?
Everywhere. Like I'll go out to dinner and I have a meal. I'm like, you know what, this would be amazing with fish or whatever. And then I try and recreate, or I, you know, a friend sends me a recipe that they've made that night and they're like, hey, can you make this like, you know, with something else? And I can, you know, share it with my family. And I get inspiration from everybody else. Yeah. I watch so much. I'm actually one of those weirdos that like, instead of watching Netflix, I'll just watch like YouTube cooking videos. Like
it's, I love that.
So weird. I don't know it, but like, I love it. I just loved it. And that, cause because I feel like I've got quite a bit of obviously confidence in the kitchen. I think like, I look at something and think like, oh no, nah, I'd change it to be this. And then I'd go try it. And then it would come out a completely different meal, but something that's my own. So yeah, I guess it comes from everybody else. I don't really know.
Yeah, no, definitely. You obviously on the right path though, and very passionate about what you do. If you're even out for dinner thinking about recreating, I love literally, hearing
I know.
That.
I'm like, Mitch is like, why can't you just enjoy a meal? I'm like, yeah, but like, this would be better if it was fish.
That is so good. So I guess over the years, how have you become more confident in sharing both, I guess, your life and also your business online? Because you are, you know, you have such an engaged community, and a lot of that comes from all the beautiful content that you share.
I guess it comes with time, honestly. Like, I used to do my stories, or like I would absolutely like cringe at posting stories or posting videos, because I think that, you know, people would laugh at me, because I do, and I still do struggle to get my words out. And you probably don't realize, but like I think about things before I say it so much that it stresses me out, and then I like I fumble. So I used to do that a lot, and I used to be really embarrassed about it. And I would do a story and I'd do it 10 times before I would post it. And then I guess because people are so kind to me, and I don't know why, but people are so nice to me, that I kind of just got more confident in it, and I stopped caring about fumbling, because I knew that that was just absolutely natural and normal, and that's how I speak. I guess that's how I speak, and people are going to love me or hate me for it. So I just guess it came with time, and it really, like, now I don't even blink. I'll do a story and, like, you know, I'll have like food on my face and I don't care, because it is what it is. And I think, like, that's my biggest thing. Like, it is what it is. And if people are going to laugh, they'll laugh, but they're also looking at my story too. So,
definitely. Yeah. I think there's, you know, there's so much I loved about what you just said then, but there's this real power, I guess, in owning like our weaknesses, or being more vulnerable to what we're not that good at. And I can totally relate. I, you know, when I used to even record introductions for the show or that, I would do it like 14 times over because like one word wasn't pronounced right. And now I'm just like, well, I'm me. I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to pretend I'm perfect. So, you know, we're all just human at the end of the day. So I'm really glad that, you know, to hear that you've kind of evolved like that over the time as well, because it makes you so much more relatable as a person, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. I think a lot of people like try and get, like, you know, and Instagram is a highlight reel, definitely is a reel of your best angles and all that kind of stuff. But I think being able to put those out, as well as your more unflattering angles or whatever it is, putting that at the same time, people relate to it. And then they think, oh, you know, you're actually achievable, rather than looking at you being like, I will never be able to cook like you, work out like you, or whatever. Like, I think that's sad. I would never want someone to look at me and be like, I can't do that. I would never be able to do that, because I would absolutely want people to be like, you know what, she's just like me. Like, she has food on her face, or she tripped over, or whatever it is. Like, I just want people to think, like, you're achievable, I can do what you do, which is, I think it's important.
I definitely find that fear, and I know it was for me early days, that fear can be such a barrier for a lot of people of not taking that next step. I guess when it came to you launching the business, and even now when you launch, you know, a new program like you just have, how have you become comfortable with really leaning into that fear and, I guess, doing it regardless of it?
Like I said before, it is what it is, and you have to just manage. Like, I know the day before launch, even like I won't sleep. I know, like, I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to sit there and like stress. I'm going to launch and there's not going to be one sale for like a minute and I'm going to cry. Like, I know it. Like, I know I'm the worst. Like, I literally just, and everyone knows, everyone's like, oh, here comes the waterworks for Leah. Like, but I'm such a scaredy cat, but you surround yourself with people who are so uplifting, who are so motivating and empowering, and you just want to do more and do better. Like, if something fails, big deal. Mitch and I, we have a YouTube video up and it's our 10 biggest business fails. And it is the funniest thing, because we have tried so many things that did not even slightly get off the ground. And we, like, that's what made us into what we're doing now. So if we didn't try those things, we would never have released Bear. If we didn't try those things, we would never be doing Bear Lean. If we didn't bite the bullet and hire a dietitian, we would have never been able to do this. So it's, that fear will always be there, but it's how you manage it and how you move forward that counts.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I need to watch that YouTube video. That's awesome. I love that you did that.
Oh, we're trying to do bloody skincare. Like, are you doing, I don't even wash my fat. Like, it's just the things that we came up with. They were so funny. But yeah, again, like, it is what it is. You just have to manage that fear.
Yeah, absolutely. So from a business perspective, what's some of the best advice that you have been given over your business journey so far that still really, I guess, sticks with you today?
The biggest thing that I have noticed in business, and I've obviously heard from others, is just listening to your audience and listening to your consumer. So you can come up with a program that, you know, you think people want and they don't. or you think someone wants something, but they don't actually need it, or they don't want it, or they want it a different way. So listening to feedback is the most important thing I could ever tell someone, because it would be like selfish to think that you know what that person wants or that person needs. So when we released the first bear, I was like, we're not doing a weight loss program. No one wants that. No way. We weren't there. Everyone wants healthy eating. And I just was so close-minded to that. And then when I went into my own weight loss journey, I thought like, oh, there's not really much that can tell me what to do or like, you know, educate me. And then I was listening to our Facebook community and they were doing the same and they were having the same questions. And I thought like, right, like this is what they want. Let's develop that now. So that would have never been developed if I hadn't listened to the community. Listening is the biggest. Listening and just taking on board everyone's feedback, good, bad, negative, like whatever it is, taking that on board and then working from there.
So I guess from like a community perspective, is your Facebook the main way that you would receive that sort of feedback, or do you take it on board from Instagram and emails and open to it in any way, shape or form?
Literally any way, shape or form. I have a folder on my phone that is DM feedback and it's literally, I think it's got like over 1,000 things in there now, and it's just like screenshots of people being like, hey, Leah, I would love a interactive shopping list. I would love a XXX, whatever it is. And I make sure that that is when we go to develop a new product, I go through them and I'm like, can we do this? Can we do this? Is this feasible? Whatever. And if it is, we do it. If it's not, obviously we wait for the next program, whatever it is. But I don't just like say, yeah, no worries, it's coming, and it not come. Like make sure that that is needs to be spoken about, and we need to have a conversation. Whether like it could be something ridiculous, like someone's like, oh, Leah, I want you to come to my house in Germany and cook for me. Like that's going in there. But like, if it's not feasible, it's not. So I guess that's how we do it. We take on feedback literally everywhere and make sure. And everyone in the our office is, we've got a group chat on Facebook, and they screenshot things that they see from other businesses, other whatever, that they're like, oh, this is a really good feedback comment for that business, and they'll send it to us and be like, this will be good. So we keep track of everything.
I love that. That's really good. So what's your team made up of these days? Because there's quite a few hands on deck.
Yeah, there is. So we've got our beautiful dietitian, Britt. So she has been accredited dietitian for 10 years. She's incredible. We've got Mitch, who works with us as well. So he does a lot of the back-end business, the boring stuff, I call it. All the negotiations, emails and all that. I do all the creative. I do the content and all that. We've got Steph in marketing. She is an absolute gun. We've got Em, who is PR. She is wonderful. She runs like 12Ks on a weekend. Weird, but still. and then we've got our videographer, Charles, who comes in and out. He's great as well. So we're doing that. And then as soon as we launch, we're going to hire 2 customer service people to be on board like 24/7 so they can people can get in contact with us and we can help out as much as we can. But team will definitely be growing.
Wow, that's amazing. Could you have ever envisioned this? Like when you first started doing your own recipes and at home and building your own brand, could you have ever envisioned that it is what it is today?
Not in the slightest. Like if you ever came to our warehouse, you would be like, what is this place? Like it's like we used to be in my mum's like back room sort of thing. We just put a desk in there. We built like a little kitchenette so we could film. And then now we're in a warehouse studio that has like 2 or 3 office rooms, a huge mezzanine upstairs for everyone in the office. And then we have a studio, like not a fake kitchen. It's a working kitchen, but it's a studio kitchen that we've designed for it. And then we've got like sort of like looks like MasterChef, like rolly benches so that people can come in and cook the recipes on the big cook days. And then next to it, we have a gym. So we film in the gym for our new program. But it's crazy. Like I would have never in a million years thought that we would be out of my parents' back room.
So cool.
It's almost unreal. Like I look at it and I think like I'm so grateful for this, but I get at the same time like, when did this happen? It's just literally like within a space of 6 months, this has all happened, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Are you looking for a healthy non-dairy milk alternative that's made the right way? Then look no further than Pure Harvest. I stopped using ordinary milks many years ago and started using the delicious nut milks from Pure Harvest for my coffees, smoothies, and soups. Since day one, I've chosen Pure Harvest as they are free from preservatives and added sugars and only contain the best and cleanest ingredients. Well, now I'm so excited to let you know that Pure Harvest have extended their range of non-dairy milk with the launch of No Ordinary Milk, which contain 3 new non-dairy flavours: Nut Bliss, Lush Almond, and Creamy Cashew. You'll never have to worry about having ordinary milk again. With no added sugars, preservatives, or flavours, Pure Harvest range of No Ordinary Milks use whole, organic ingredients to make beverages that taste great and, most importantly, make you feel good. Pure Harvest's new range of Nom Nut Milks are now available at selected leading independent supermarkets and health food stores Australia-wide. What advice would you give to someone then, I guess, who's listening to this and who's maybe in those earlier stages of they know their business has potential, but they're kind of surrendering to what is now or being patient? What advice would you give to them?
Do as much as you can for your consumer. Do as much as you possibly can. And like for, I think I did 300, I think, oh no, less than that, maybe 200 and something recipes before I even got into the room with perhaps a collaboration for someone. So I did 200 free recipes by myself. That means I went to the shops, grabbed all the ingredients, cooked it, photoed it, videoed it, did whatever, put it on my socials for free forever, content, blogs, and all that kind of stuff so that you can gain traction, you can gain people who want to follow you. So I think that it's all about as much content and as much valuable content as possible. And at the start, it really, like, sometimes it really doesn't seem like it's going anywhere and whatever, and you feel like you're, you know, you can get embarrassed about it, but do as much as you possibly can and you won't get embarrassed about it. So like things like outreaching to people, like, you, who cares if they say no? Big deal. Like if they say no, they say no. If they say yes, great. Reach out, contact anyone and everyone, use your circle around you, get them to share your post. I just think like doing as much as you can and being as passionate and as active as you possibly can, you have the best chance of it taking off.
I think that's been one of my biggest takeaways from, you know, yourself and the other women that I've interviewed on this podcast, is that constant showing up, like every single day, no matter what's going on, I guess, in your personal life or where the business is actually at, you continue to show up and you continue to give to your community, if that's making you money or not. And I think that that's just been such a huge inspiration for me personally, and something I remind myself of every day, is just exactly what you're saying, like show up. You know, you did 200 recipes for just to give your community value and to show that you're passionate about what you're doing. Mm. And I just think that that's where the success comes.
Yeah. And I guess at the same time, it doesn't actually like always mean that you have to get paid for it. And I think that's a big thing for people. They're like, oh, yep, you know, but I'm not making any money. Well, like, you might not make any money for the first 2 years, but that's where you build that credibility within your community or whoever you're targeting. You build that credibility, and you do feel like sometimes, and I did it all the time, I'm like, Mitch, this isn't working. This post went really bad. Like, oh, it's, my life's over. And it's so silly because you're doing this for free. You're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. Like, it will come back around. As long as you're putting energy in, you will get energy back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I really love that. I think that's such beautiful advice. And I think everyone who's, you know, in those early stages can take a lot from that. Have you done any coaching or mentoring in the past? Has anything like that ever helped you?
Do you know what? No, I have done. I've just, luckily I met Mitch. Like I am really grateful for meeting him, because he is a very, I like watching cooking videos. He likes watching business videos, and I'm like, boring. Like for me, I don't love it. Like, and he does not like cooking videos, I'll tell you what. So I just found him and we had we worked on our strengths. So he's very business savvy and I'm obviously very creative. So I haven't done anything. We've learned everything ourselves. Like we've tested and it hasn't worked. And then we've, you know, evaluated why. We've put out a book. It literally absolutely flopped. And we had to figure out why, and then we moved forward from that. So I guess like we've just done everything. And then we got to the point where we hired the right people, like dietitian and marketing and PR, to teach us those skills, because we don't have them. So, and you don't even, like, even if you're in the early stages and you don't have, you know, the money, because it obviously costs a lot to hire someone. So if you don't have that money to hire someone, perhaps hire them for a couple of hours to give them your, like, you know, their top tips to PR or marketing or whatever it is, so that you can learn a little bit more. But there is so much information out there. You just need to go find it.
Yeah, it's so, so true. From a health perspective, I'd love to kind of dive a little bit into your mindset and your health. How do you stay in quite a positive mindset from a business perspective? Like, do you have any kind of daily non-negotiables or self-care rituals that really kind of help keep that perspective strong?
I guess I am very much of the notion is that if I'm eating and I'm exercising, I am in control of something and I feel good. So the thing is, if I don't exercise in the morning, I know that I'm going to have a terrible day, like, or I'll be extra stressed or extra on edge or whatever, and something will happen and I will like just absolutely shut down. So I have to do that to make sure that I'm feeling like I can actually control the day, if that makes any sense.
I love that. Yeah. I think there's a real power, especially at the moment, of controlling what we can. And we've, you know, it's already come up in this conversation and it has in so many podcasts this year. But I think the idea of control outside of our mind and maybe our daily actions is really hard at the moment. It's
also a bit of gratitude that I have as well. And that's how I stay positive throughout the whole day with everything that we're doing and in life and in business and in however. Like, I am so grateful for the position that I'm in or that I'm wanting to build, that I, like, if something happens, I'm just like, do you know what? It's either a learning curve or we can cry about it. It's a learning curve for me because I want to make sure that I feel grateful. Like, I don't want to say, oh, I have to, you know, today I have to do that podcast. I'm like, I'm grateful that I'm being given an opportunity to do this podcast. Do you know what I mean? There's
yeah,
a different
absolutely.
Switch in positivity that people, I think that it's people miss. And when they get back into this mindset of like, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I've got a really bad back. And every time I go to the gym, I'm like so grateful that I can go to the gym and I'm mobile and I can walk and I can move. And everyone, that's how I get out of bed at 5 a.m. because I'm grateful. So there's just that positive switch in your mindset that can change. It can make a world of difference.
Definitely. And just changing that inner dialogue, exactly what you were saying, like, you know, switching it to being grateful for having those opportunities instead of, oh my goodness, my day is so busy. Plus I've got to fit in this podcast recording. It's like, you know, really empowering yourself to show that those decisions are the right decisions and that you are grateful for those opportunities.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the biggest thing for me. Like, I am so grateful that I'm busy. Like, I've been not busy and then I've been super busy, and I will choose busy any day because I'm grateful for it. So I think,
Oh,
we all need a bit
of
more gratitude in life.
100%. I seriously think that is hands down my number one tip or tool, I guess, that you always have in your tool belt, no matter what mood I'm in. If I switch to gratitude, like, it's just so hard to be anything but happy and content with what you've already got. So I love that's such a powerful one for you as well.
It is.
I guess from food choices, and I know a lot of people that do listen here are either just really starting that kind of more health journey or trying to make some healthier choices in their life. When it comes to food, what are some of your top tips for making healthier choices?
Instead of taking things out of your diet, put things back in. So think about, like, instead of saying, I'm not going to have any junk food, maybe perhaps switch your mindset and say, I'm going to be more organized with my food and I'm going to add more vegetables into my day. So over time, you add more vegetables into your day, you'll be more prepared, and that junk food, you won't have it as often. So adding things in, I'm going to add water into my day. So instead of saying, I'm not going to have coffee, like, I'm going to add a liter of water before I have my first coffee or whatever that may be. So you start to add healthier habits, and then therefore those other, say, unhealthy habits will go out and your healthy habits will be replacing them. So that's my biggest thing, is to not take things away, is to add things into your day.
Yeah, great advice. And I need to take on the water at the moment because I, since the last few months, Georgia hasn't been sleeping great with teething. And so coffee is like my best friend. And I literally wake up and just reach for the coffee machine. And every morning I try to tell myself, no, don't have the coffee. But now you've just totally reignited that all I need to do is, no, just drink more water that day, Maddie. You can still enjoy your coffee.
Exactly. Have your coffee and then have like two glasses after, and then have your coffee and then it's fine.
Yeah, such a more realistic approach. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What does the future look like for you, Leah?
Oh my goodness, I couldn't even tell you. I am hoping that we have a really, really strong and big team. I basically want to change into what we're doing into a goal-focused content house. Like I want to be able to have as much content as possible going out per day. Like I want to be like on the level of like a Food Network or something like that, that is just constantly helping depending on what your goal is. But I do definitely want to have an app. I think that is the next thing that we've got so much feedback for, that is having that app and having more goals and reaching more people and helping more women. So that's my biggest thing. I want to be able to help more people wherever that, whatever that means, whatever that sees fit. But yeah, definitely just more.
I love that so much. And you will absolutely be achieving that. You're inspiring so many women. It's absolutely amazing to see. And I'm so grateful for your time and all your wisdom. I've really loved our chat.
Oh, you're so lovely. Let's not make it 2 years again.
I know, seriously. Well, at the pace that you're working, girl, we'll have something else to talk about in about 3 months' time.
True, true, true. Probably next week there'll be something else. And I'll be like, oh, yep.
Absolutely. Goodness, I'll welcome you straight back as soon as you have something new, which I know won't be long. Yep. Oh, no, thank you so much for your time. And if anyone does want to follow you or get your program, where can they find you?
So Instagram is at Leah Itsenis. My last name is ridiculous. Just write Leah Good Food or something and it'll come up. and it's leahitsenis.com.au, which is a lot of the program stuff. You can read all about it. But yeah, just maybe write Bare Lean into Google and you'll be able to find it.
So good. It's so funny, your last name. I reckon every person that I mention, like you or Kayla too, they're like, how do you say their last name?
I know. I think I'm considered changing it. I'm over it.
No, like, I love it. Because as soon as you know, it makes so much sense. It's like, yeah, of course that's how you say it. It's just that people get so overwhelmed when they look at it.
And then like I say Itsenis, so that's how I say it. And then my dad goes and says Itsenis. I'm like, excuse me, we're from the same family. We need to be on par with this. It's not Itsenis, it's Itsenis. What's going on?
That is so funny. My maiden name is Bartholomew. And I, yeah, my whole life, it's such a tongue twister. Like there's so many O's in there. But my whole life, I always felt like I said it different and to my family. And so when I got married, I was so excited to change my last name because I'm like, oh, finally a last name I feel like I can actually pronounce.
Oh, how good is that? I just love when you're ordering something or you're booking an appointment and you're like, oh, Leah Itsenis, and then you can just hear silence. You're like, I-T-S. Yeah, yeah. You automatically know that's what's going to happen.
So true. Or your booking is just like Leah I.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do now. I'm like, Leah, and I don't have a last name.
Just call me Leah. Oh, I love it. Oh, well, thank you so much for your time today and wishing you all the best. And I can't wait to chat again very soon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Leah. I recently shared my top reads in an Instagram post and you guys went nuts with the saves. It got me thinking, as a regular listener of this podcast, I'm taking it that you are as obsessed with self-development and personal growth as I am. Well, I want us to be able to share, connect, and inspire each other on this journey, which is why I've launched Healthy Hustlers Community Group on Facebook. Join me and other hustling females as we learn, grow, and evolve together in a supportive community. I'll be sharing inspiring books that have changed the game for me, hosting Facebook Lives with special guests on an array of topics focused on mindset, manifestation, health, and business. Plus, I'll regularly share my top tips and exercises, healthy recipes, and loads more to support you on your journey of growth. Are you ready to be part of a supportive network of like-minded hustlers, all eager to show up and be the best version of themselves? Then join us by searching Healthy Hustlers Community on Facebook or simply click the link in the show notes. See you there. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.